Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, and everything alright. Come on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Good evening. I'm your host, Minister Terry, and I'm here tonight with What's the Word to begin with. In the second segment of our session, I will be speaking on the Now News, and our co-host, Pastor E, may join me later in that chat. So bear with me as I go through What's the Word. But in the meantime, family, let us go in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for another opportunity of What's the Word, to speak a word directly from my heart, Father God. through your word, through your word of God, through Jesus Christ. And Father God, I pray that every listening ear shall receive. And I pray, Father, that every word I speak shall be pleasing and acceptable to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. Well, family, this evening I'm going to be speaking out of Psalm 27. I woke up this morning, and this had resonated in my heart, my mind, and my spirit. Thank you, Lord. When I wake up, I follow the lead of the Holy Spirit because I know I am doing the will of the Heavenly Father God. Amen, family. The Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, family, after my prayer this morning, you know I had to go to Psalms 27. Amen. And upon going to the Psalms 27, I thought about my neighbor. He had mentioned to me a while back in a conversation that he enjoyed reading the Psalms while he was on his lunch breaks working. The Psalms, who such uplifting scriptures in that book, 150 chapters with countless scriptures to uplift him. Ooh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I tell you, family, in the end, in the 150 chapter, it tells us, in the last scripture, praise be unto him, the Lord. Yes. Praise him in everything we do. Amen. Praise him in every way we can. Amen. My neighbor, I tell you, he's a male. He's approximately about 65 to 70 years old. Hispanic man whom grew up and was raised in a strict Catholic home. He told me he went to church. He went to a Christian church about 10 years back with some of his Christian Harley brothers. Said he now lifts his arms up to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. His testimony to me of him learning, telling me he is learning the true living word of God through Christ Jesus. And I said, yes and amen. So do I. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, family, in verse 1 of Psalms 27, he lets us know he is our light and our salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Ooh, hallelujah. He did not give us a spirit of fear. And in him, we have no darkness. He is the light, and the light changes things. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen, family. Jesus is the light. Ooh, hallelujah. The light of all light. And he paid his life, amen. He is our strength. He is our strength, family. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I am a child of God. Who shall I fear? Amen. And in Psalms 27, also, verse 2 tells us, the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes. They stumble and fail. They stumble themselves. Amen, amen. Paraphrasing these verses, family, so please read the whole Psalms 27. It tells us to be confident. Amen. 1 John 5:14 tells us, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen, amen, Heavenly Father. Family, some of us want things according to our will. Amen. But it has to the will of God. Ephesians 3 and 12 tells us, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. The Heavenly Father, he wants this personal relationship with each and every one of us. Ooh, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 14 and 6 tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Amen. Our Father, our Lord, is full of mercy and grace. No matter what the circumstance, if it is sin, family, repent, for we are forgiven. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have a loving, loving, loving God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Verse 4 in Psalms 27, it tells us to seek and dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Here is one of my favorite scriptures, and I have many, and I'm learning to have more as I continue to read his word and meditate on it day and night. This one is Matthew 6:33. He says, but seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yes, family, I'll be amongst some of the first to admit I had it wrong. But I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his wisdom. I thank God for his forgiveness. And I thank God for his unconditional love. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. In times of trouble, we all will have times of trials and tribulations in our life. But how we go through them is what pleases and glorifies the Heavenly Father. Amen, family. We're going to have some trials and tribulations, but how we go through them. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Nahum 1:7 tells us, the Lord is good, a stronghold of the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not on my own understanding. Ooh, hallelujah. And all my ways acknowledge you. And he shall direct my path. Ooh, hallelujah. You got to just believe, family. He shall. The word of God is living truth. And I tell you, family, verse 8, still in Psalms 27, read the whole chapter, family. Verse 8 tells us, seek his face. Ooh, hallelujah. Psalms 105:4 tells us, the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Ooh, now I recall my beautiful sister Evangelist Valentine saying, face of God, face of God, hallelujah, seek his face. Ooh, glory be to God. I tell you, family, we're still in Psalms 27. Verse 9, he is our help. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Shall not leave us nor forsake us. Ooh, glory be to God. You got to believe. You are never alone. When you have Jesus head of your life, ooh, you are never alone. Hebrews 13 and 6 tells us, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What can a man do to me? Glory be to God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but God, you know, family, I ain't got to go with the rest. You already know the rest. Glory be to God. Verse 13 tells us, I will feast. Amen, amen, amen. Family, read the whole Psalms, 145 and 106. Read the whole in completion. Read it and meditate it. The goodness of God. The Lamentations 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Passion fails not. Thank you, Jesus. And they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Wake up, family. Wake up in the morning, expecting that God to do great things in your life. Make it personal in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 14 tells us, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. We wait on the Lord. When we're waiting on the Lord, we are serving him. We are servants of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Isaiah 40:31 tells us, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run, and they shall not become weary, and they shall walk, and they shall not faint. Ooh, glory be to God. Serve him, family. Serve him, and only him. No false idols, no serving men, no serving ourselves. We are here to serve him. This is the scriptures that I really, really love. John 10:30. I and the Father are one. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, you have to read the whole chapter of Psalms 27. Amen, family. Well, family, that is my session of What's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him. So, family, today, this evening, right now, at this time right now, I'm going to start a segment of the Now News. So, we have so many health issues. I think I spoke of it briefly last week. But today, tonight, I'm going to specifically speak on two. First one I'm going to speak on is prostate cancer. And I want to speak on prostate cancer because it is so prevalent. People are losing their lives as I'm speaking to this disease. And cancer is, there's 360,000 newly diagnosed cases of prostate cancer. And it has been in 2017, 26,730 deaths. That's the third leading cause of cancer death in this world, in the United States, I'm speaking of. Amen, family? And family, rarely does this occur in men under age 40. If I didn't mention, family, only men have the prostate gland, so this is something, the prostate gland cancer, something they will receive. Most men, when they get in 65, 70, oh, glory be to God, prostate cancer will be there. I tell you, family, but there's some things you can do, things we can tell the men to do, to be proactive in their prostate. They want to make sure they do. They want to make sure they go to doctor's appointment. Not just get a temperature check and a blood pressure check, but labs every now and then, but tell the doctor to run some baseline labs. Let them know especially if you're over 50, 55. And statistics say this occurs more in black men. Black men are higher at risk. Men over 50 and men with a family history. But family, like I said, there are some things and steps you can take, easy steps, that you can manage your prostate men much better. There are diet changes. You can increase your red fruit and your red vegetable intake, tomatoes, watermelons, red bell peppers, things like that. Avoid red meat as much as possible. They're a little hard on the body, and we all know, and that's what both say. And the fruits and the veggies, ooh, I tell you, those red ones, they are full of antioxidants. Amen? Increase the fruit and veggies. It breaks down the cancer-causing carcinogens. The fresher, the better. Amen. When you don't cook them and you eat them, you eat fresh vegetables, you leave all the vitamins in. Amen. Eat foods of fatty acids. What I mean by fatty acids, they are omega-3 rich, and they are sardines. This is some of the foods: sardines, mackerel, trout, and salmon. And you can also use fish oils. Fish oil can be a supplement you can take off. Seems better than natural. Ooh, and eating good fruit. Amen, family. I tell you, family, men can use olive oil and women. Olive oil versus butter. Olive oil is good fat, good oil. That's good for the cholesterol, good for the body, good for the hair, just good for the skin, good for everything. So use the olive oil versus butter. Try brushing some olive oil on your corn on the cob, brushing some on your toast. Ooh, for you know it, you done switched over. Amen, family? So, family, try eating fruit versus candy. Fresh fruit. Fresh versus packaged fruit and packaged and frozen vegetables. Fresh is always better. Eat nuts and seeds. Nuts, but be a little selective over the nuts, because there's some nuts that's really heart healthy. You're not sure. Google nuts and it'll tell you the healthier ones. And I know almonds and walnuts are really heart healthy, and they're good for the body too. But eat more nuts and seeds versus cheese. And we all know, family, cheese is good. I love cheese. But cheese, later on in life, too much cheese can elevate cholesterol. So we have to really lay back on that cheese. And family, increase your folate intake. Folate, the natural folate, is the finding showing that taking the folate tablets, you may be more at risk, man, with the prostate cancer. So just eat, for the folate, eat dark green leafy veggies and also orange juice. Orange juice is good, but you got to limit it because it's acidic. And it can upset your stomach if you drink too much. And then it also has potassium. It can elevate the potassium level. And if it goes too high, we're going to have a heart attack. So we want to lean off that as much. So the dark green, we're back to the vegetables. Fresh dark green vegetables. Spinach is good. Whew. And I tell you, family, you can increase your coffee intake. Coffee is packed with antioxidants. But I'm telling you this, family, but you got to make sure you use sound mind and judgment and check with your doctor before you start increasing your coffee and tell them Minister Terry told you. Because when you increase your coffee, you got to just make sure to start with you're not hypertensive. You don't have high blood pressure. And because coffee will elevate the blood pressure. If you've ever went to have blood drawn and your blood pressure was a little low, they bring you a cup of coffee, pull you up, draw the blood, then you drop back down because your blood pressure come back down. But check with your doctor before you increase that coffee. I tell your family, prostrate, this is a month. But, you know, this is a month for a lot of awarenesses. I'm going to speak on some this week, next week, in the month of September and October, November, December. But we say month of awarenesses, but every day we should be aware because these disease processes, we're losing lives because some of it we can prevent. Some things are preventative, so we have to just be aware daily. Also, men, what you can do, you can put in your diet. You may like them. Chickpeas, lentils, alfalfa sprouts, tofu. Oh, Jesus. Eliminate that red meat twice a week or get off of it if you can. You should try making you a tofu meal. That's no meat. Oh, Jesus. You'd be surprised what the doctor say if you have labs or your labs have gotten better. I tell you, family. Oh, just changing. Changing the way we think about foods will change the way we put things into our mouth. Ooh, glory be to God. And family, no smoking. And family, exercise. Yes, indeed. And get your checkups. I did mention this earlier. Get your checkups yearly. And if needed, get them sooner than that, every 6 months or whatever the doctor tells you to come back on at a point. I'm going to leave this scripture reference with prostate cancer. Romans 12:1 tells us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Now, if we're not taking care of our bodies, glory be to God. My next awareness for this month, family, is childhood obesity. This is a, as my sister Minister Michelle would say, this is a hot topic. A hot topic that is affecting so many children. And all we have to do is look out the door, down the street, at the schools, at the school bus, we will see the children. Childhood obesity. 3 million in the U.S. That, I tell you, family, this has tripled since the 1970s. 1 in 5 children aged 16 to 19 years old, they are suffering with obesity. Yeah, it is suffering in the children when they are carrying excessive body weight and body fat. Amen, family. They are psychosocial and emotional health. I tell you, family. We live in a society that judges and not loves by the size of an individual. Whether you are too big, too little, which they call too fat or too thin, children will be children. So we as parents have to be the best parents that the Lord has called us to be. Amen, family? I tell you, physical. Nowadays, family, the children are sitting at home. They're playing with their electronics. And I tell you, family, schools are taking out physical education. And they're not pushing physical activity, even in good weather areas. Ooh, Jesus. Some parents are getting their children doctor's excuses to be excused from gym and activity. No, family, if there's nothing Ooh, nothing physically wrong with them besides them asking you to get that. Keep them in gym PE activity. And we must include them in our housework. Ooh, I tell you, my days, we were up doing chores. That's what they called them then. Let them duck, let them sweep, and let them mop. Hallelujah, Jesus. Children, I tell you, family, they should be participating in, they should be participating in at least 60 minutes of day, a day, family, a physical activity. Ooh, you have to take, family, you got to take them away from the teasing, take them away from the electronics. You know, they're in an age of electronics, everything is electronics for them, but we have to take them away. And let's give it along with electronics. Take them, family, away from unhealthy snacks, unhealthy foods, especially those with sugar. Family, obesity. And I know, Jesus, I need to shed some pounds too. But obesity, I tell you, family, obesity, it works the heart. Too much weight becomes a heavy load on the young heart. At certain age, these kids, their heart has not caught up with their body. And it cannot have the added stress to that organ. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Save the children. And family, you may hear women tell other women their baby weighs 6 pounds. Oh, your baby's so small. No, 6 pounds, 7 pounds is a normal baby. Anything above that is overweight. Not overweight, but, you know, when the baby weighs 8 to 10 pounds, that's almost going into 2 months old. So we have to even watch. The women have to watch their pregnancies, make sure they don't overfeed the baby. So we just have to watch what we're putting in ourselves, especially too. But let me see. And also, family, what I was saying about the sugary content. When you feed your child sugary content, such as starches are culprits, rice, potatoes, especially white rice, potatoes, cookies, bread, chips, all these things, I tell you, they're just carbs, unhealthy carbs, sodas, those are all sugar. Besides what the sugar does on the teeth with the decay in their teeth, but the sugar, too much sugar in their body and they're not burning it off, they'll be having type 2 diabetes. So then it can also, childhood obesity can cause sleep apnea, asthma. We, as parents, I'm not a parent, but I tell you, I have nieces and nephews that I do parent some and grandnieces and nephews. But we as a generation, above the generations beyond us, we have to monitor. So we want them to be around and we want them to be healthy. Amen, family. I tell you, save the children. When we say save the children, save the children. Amen, amen, family. I tell you, so much going on. I know, I don't know if my co-partner is available yet, but I'm going to go on with some more things. If anybody has any questions, we will save them at the end of the show. Are you okay with that, family? Amen. Came in this world, and you know, I see something early on the news. It said California, by Mexico having that large earthquake, California could be having one soon, but only the Almighty God, He controls our world, our thinking, and everything. But family, the thing is, with the earthquakes, just be prepared, as you know, hurricanes, any major catastrophe, and it's just not preparing mentally, but prepare physically. Have some cash available on hand, have some dry staple foods, have an evacuation plan in place. if you ever had to evacuate. I tell you, family, God is good. He is good, and he's been merciful through the hurricane, through the fire.
Yes, he has.
And, amen,
yes,
amen, family. Awesome. Awesome.
How are you, woman of God?
I am blessed and highly favored in Jesus, I tell you, family. I tell you.
Amen. You're doing such a great job. I have been listening, even though I'm going through some insurance stuff at the house, trying to get some repairs. I've been listening the whole time, and you have definitely blessed me with this information. But I tell you that I wanted to ask the pastor something myself tonight. Why are so many people calling out God's judgment on other people?
You know what, Pastor? They shouldn't be calling out God. They got to point
the
finger at themselves. You know,
ask the pastor, but you got everybody out there cursing other folks, telling them that they being cursed and that they being, come on, quit it.
Wow, no. Oh, no, they got to point the fingers at themselves, though, you know. I tell you, family.
Well, they feel like if they didn't get flooded out and your church did, then it was something wrong with you.
Oh, no. You know what? I told you, Pastor, when we had in La Habra and all the neighbors, when they came and looked to see nothing was broken, they were taking trash cans full of glass out, and they said, nothing? They were looking around. Nothing broke? No. No crystal, no mirror, no, you know, no picture frames, no glass broke.
Right, right.
And,
nothing, yes.
But you know, I'm telling you, We prayed through it. Sister and I prayed on through it. And I prayed a prayer of faith to my grandmother. Through generations passed through my grandmother, her mom, to me. Peace be
right.
Still, you know. Oh, yeah. Big Mom would just pray. And anything that went on, you know, she would walk through the house praying, peace be still, you know. Even if it was something going on with the family, you know, she would just party. And so, Pastor,
yeah.
I tell you.
Well, that was my hot topic for tonight.
Hell yes.
What God had put on my heart for a hot topic tonight is effectual fervent prayer and knowing that should be our first resort.
Yes, yes. You got to pray.
We call people when we, you know, we facing trials. And I told you my testimony today. I was guilty because I wanted to call everybody that has some money instead of calling the one that controls the money.
Yes.
I wanted to call all the real estate brokers and everything. And if you know Pastor E, what's the number one rule? Don't panic.
No.
And I found myself in a panic attack, Minister Terry.
Oh no! But you
look
know
like
what?
The walls were falling down in less than 0 to 5 seconds.
You know
and
why?
I had to just really. What's
you know
that?
Why? Because he thought that was an opportune moment to try and attack you. Oh no! Nah, because he know how mighty you are and how on fire you are. That's what I'm telling you. But I've learned that.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, I am battling. I am under attack. I'm telling all my friends out there, Pastor E is under attack. The enemy is trying to prove himself stronger than the God that I serve. He's a liar. And the truth is not in him. The word ain't in him.
You know why? Because you share so much of the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's it.
Well,
that's
I don't tell everything because I go through all the time. You heard me sing that song. I go through just like you.
Oh yeah.
But
in
this situation, it was so dire, it's so drastic. This feeling of fear, this feeling of impatientness. I tell you, but prayer works. Prayer works because prayer tells you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding.
Yes.
Prayer tells you acknowledge Him in all your ways. So even in that place or in that realm of insecurity, God still reigns.
Oh my God. He reigns.
And He reigns forevermore.
Forevermore. I tell you, family.
He reigns forevermore.
Oh yes, you know.
I had to let that be the hot topic tonight is because I'm actually a proven example of prayer working.
Yeah.
And this is what's so dynamic, Minister Terry. Nothing has changed in the physical.
Right.
Nothing has changed because the same requirements, the same needs, the same things that are still there. But guess what? The spirit has shifted.
Ooh,
he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. See, the spirit has shifted.
Hey, yeah, because you believe
that the battle is not ours. The battle is of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Oh yes, you know.
And see, yeah. So I just wanted to share that on Hot Topics tonight.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Yes, glory be to God. I tell you, Cindy, I don't. Amen. But you know what? I was wrapping it up, so I will pray us out.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for tonight. We first of all, if anybody, and I'm driving, I believe I can still do multiple things at one time. If someone has a question, comment, prayer request, go ahead, dial 1. If there is a question for the pastor, ask the pastor is available. We would love to get these questions ahead of time, but we can be spontaneous and on it also. But if there is nothing else, we want to just thank each and every one for listening tonight. We want to thank you for your support. We want to thank you for you being patient with us, that we can really listen clearly from God, that we can speak clearly to you from God. And I commit myself to this network. Even in the worry, it was a question that, if you have to switch this, you have to give up that. Well, Lord, we give up nothing for you. We continue to do better, and we take away all doubt. We take away all worry. We take away all fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every person under the sound of my voice that the disasters and the tragedies of this world are not affecting our belief in you, Jesus Christ. We pray for the shooting today in, I forgot the state it was in, but we pray for those 3 victims, 1 dead and 2 injured. But we pray for the children that witnessed it and the trauma they would go through. We pray for the teachers. We pray for that community. And we pray for the families of the victims and of the ones who committed that crime, that in the name of Jesus they be forgiven right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But we pray for your perfect peace to be about that. We pray for all of the displaced families, all of the situations that seem hopeless right now, that Lord, you intervene on the behalf of FEMA. And Lord, you move on the behalf of those that have been turned away. You make the crooked way straight right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you're moving on their behalf. We thank you that you're providing their needs. We thank you, Lord, that you showed up because of their faith, Lord, and they can walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we trust you tonight. We believe you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we honor you like never before. And in Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Amen. God bless you, family.
Amen.
Join us tomorrow
God
night.
God bless you.
Join us tomorrow night for Women Speak Now with Apostle Barbara Williams. Going to be a dynamic show. And then Friday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern for 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. God bless you, family. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys. God bless, Pastor E.
We out of here.